Okay, well, there's a story behind that. For many years previous to being the owner of Aardvark, I was the manager of Acoustic Traditions, which was another music store here in town. So I was manager there for 7 or 8 years. And one day, for seemingly no reason whatsoever, I was fired, which was a bit of a shock. I couldn't really get anything clear from him as a reason for why I was no longer going to be employed there. But, you know, what choice do you have when the owner of the place says, that's it, you know? I won't get into the litigation that ensued, but after looking around for a job, I was 52 years old at the time. It was during that period when many of my friends who were my same age and a little bit older were getting letters from their company saying, you're now 55, here's your 2 weeks notice, thanks for your years of service, but you won't be getting to your pension age, and replacing them with much younger, less expensive people in the same position. So finding a job at age 52 proved to be somewhat difficult. I had an experience at Long & McQuaid's while I was there to put in a resume in Brampton, thinking, well, perhaps I could work for the Empire. I tried to talk to salesmen who were in the place. I went in early so that, you know, they wouldn't be busy, and virtually every salesman I tried to get the attention of went through a door that said staff only and, you know, walked away from me. So I essentially was left with no alternative but to tour the store on my own and try and figure out how they do their business there. And I was in the acoustic guitar room, and this woman came dashing in, and she said, listen, I've only got 15 minutes for lunch. It's my husband's birthday. I got $500, and I want to get him a guitar and a gig bag. And I said, okay, well, I would get him this Yamaha 413 and this Ritter gig bag, and that'll all come in for under $500. And she said, okay, great. Can you write it up for me? And I said, I'm sorry, I can't. And she said, why not? I said, because I don't work here. So I took her to the counter. And there was the manager standing behind the counter working cash while all the salesmen were doing who knows what behind the, you know, staff-only doors. So I brought this woman in this guitar and this gig bag up to the counter, and I said, you know, this woman would like to buy this guitar and gig bag. And he said, who the hell are you? And I said, I'm just a guy who was thinking of applying for a job here, and this woman wasn't being served by anybody, so I served her, and she wants to buy this stuff. I'm sorry if that's offensive in some way, but... And he said, you can't do that. You don't work here. And I was like, I'm aware of that, sir. And I picked my resume back up off the counter. And as I was leaving, the woman said, you know, if you had your own music store, I'd come there right now. I don't care how far away it was. I would come there right now. Your service was amazing. You made me so comfortable. And I was just like... you may have just given me an idea. So I came back up to Orangeville. I went to the resource center. I built a business plan on the, you know, suggestion of one of my close friends. I showed them my business plan. They said, we need you in this town. You're the only person I trust with my guitar. You know, you're the most affable person to deal with of any of the folks that I've dealt with in Orangeville. And they literally got out a checkbook and wrote me a check for $10,000 and said, go rent a store. And yeah, there you were. There I was, starting a business. And that was 15 years ago now.